The 73rd Annual Academy Awards were held last night in Los Angeles, and it turned out there was a little something for everyone. Gladiator won Best Picture, Traffic Best Director, and Best Foreign Language Film went to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
It being the year named after a famous movie, 2001, the Academy chose to have first-time host Steve Martin introduced from outer space, live from the International Space Station. That snazzy technological feat proved that even astronauts were among the 800 million people tuned into the Oscars.
By the way, that introduction cost the government $1 trillion.
The show managed another amazing feat. It finished early. The broadcast, famous for going overtime, this year set a strict 45-second limit on thank-you speeches and offered a high-definition television to the winner who gave the shortest speech. Composer Tan Dunn managed quite an elegant thank-you in that brief time when he won for Best Score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
My music is to dream without boundaries. Tonight, with you, I see boundaries being crossed. As a classical music composer, I'm thrilled to be honored here. Crouching Tiger bridged East and West, romance and action, high and low cultures.
Marcia Gay Harden won Best Supporting Actress for her role as Jackson Pollock's long-suffering wife in the movie about the abstract expressionist, Pollock. On stage, she was brief. Backstage, she explained what she left out.
I would be a liar to say, as an actress who came up in New York City in the theater, waiting tables, and all of the above, that I never dreamt of this. And you know, I swore that if I ever won an Oscar, that I would say thank you to all the waiters and waitresses who used to cover my shift for me so I could run downtown on the subway and audition. And with 45 seconds, you just can't give it to the waiters.
The Oscar for Best Supporting Actor went to Benicio del Toro for his performance in Traffic, playing an honorable Mexican policeman fighting powerful drug traffickers. In the category of Best Song, which has historically ignored rock music, the Oscar went to Bob Dylan for his tune Things Have Changed from the movie Wonder Boys.
People are crazy, the times are strange. I'm locked in tight and out of reach. I used to care, but things have changed.
Speaking live by satellite from Australia, Bob Dylan seemed genuinely surprised and grateful.
And I want to thank the members of the Academy who were bold enough to give me this award for this song, which obviously a song that doesn't pussyfoot around or turn a blind eye to human nature.
By the way, it was great seeing Bob Dylan live from Australia, which has an 18-hour time difference, which to Bob is normal. And by the way, be sure to stay tuned throughout the whole show, because at the end of the night, we're going to vote someone out of show business.
Steve Martin's skewering of the business that everyone was assembled to celebrate got a lot of laughs. Still, heartfelt tributes to the world of Hollywood came from some unexpected quarters. Russell Crowe, for one. All evening in the audience, he looked decidedly unamused, and then his name was called for Best Actor.
You know, when you grow up in the suburbs of Sydney or Auckland or Newcastle, like Ridley or Jamie Bell, or the suburbs of anywhere, you know, a dream like this seems kind of vaguely ludicrous and completely unattainable. But this moment is directly connected to those childhood imaginings. And for anybody who's on the downside of advantage and relying purely on courage, it's possible. Thanks very much.
No one scrambled over the tops of chairs and other Oscar-goers the way Life is Beautiful star Roberto Benigni did the year he won. But this year's winner of the Most Thrilled Award would have to go to Julia Roberts, who won for Best Actress and who didn't care at all about any incentive to keep short her thank yous.
I have a television, so I'm going to spend some time here to tell you some things. And sir, you're doing a great job, but you're so quick with that stick, so why don't you sit? Because I may never be here again.
And many, many thank yous later.
I love it up here.
Earlier, Julia Roberts had given out the Oscar for Best Cinematography to Peter Pau of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon with this quip.
And if it weren't for great cinematographers, we'd all be in radio. The nominees are.
Well, as a matter of fact, one Oscar last night did go to someone in radio, public radio. It was the award for Best Documentary Short Subject, which was awarded to a film called Big Mama, about a lively woman who's being denied legal custody of her grandson because she's in her 80s. Big Mama was made by Tracy Saratine, who began the film while working at a public radio station here in Los Angeles. Backstage, Tracy Saratine said she read about Viola Deeds in the newspaper and then sent her a note and then a check.
And she responded, and maybe a year passed, and she thanked me again at Christmas, and I thought, my gosh, that's extraordinary. I'd like to go meet this woman. I took a one-month production class. I was working at KCRW at the time, and cut together just something to raise money for first-time filmmakers for this grant from Aperture Foundation, and was just very fortunate. Really, it's beginner's luck, and now I've got the filmmaking bug, I think.
Other Academy Awards went to Cameron Crowe, Best Original Screenplay for Almost Famous, and Best Adapted Screenplay from a BBC series went to Stephen Gagan for Traffic. The Academy did not, by the way, announce who won the TV for the shortest thank you speech. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.